and in the desolation which shall come from far. To whom will ye flee for help? And where will ye leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And if you remember from last week, that phrase came up over and over again, which is obviously a continuation of what we read in chapter 9, continuing to talk about God's judgment. And he's talking about the day of visitation, the desolation which shall come from far. It's an invading army that's going to come from a faraway land that's going to come in and visit and come upon the people and destroy them. It's the desolation. He's going to bring desolation to the area. And he says, to whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? So who are you going to run to? There's nobody to help you. Verse 4 says, without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners, because they've turned their back on the Lord. They left the Lord as their defense, as their shield, as their righteousness. So now, who are you going to turn to flee for help? Because God's the one that's bringing this nation in upon you. Now where are you going to go? Hey, without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Verse 5, O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. And this is saying, and this is a topic that I'm going to probably spend the most time on this evening, is just the concept of God using foreign armies and foreign countries to bring judgment upon his people and upon any nation he deems that he needs to judge. And he uses this all the time. And America needs to not be so confident and, oh, we have the mighty military and, oh, we have all this other stuff. Because you know what? If God is against you, who can be for you? Right? If God be with us, who's against us? Right? Who can be against us? We can do all things through God which strengtheneth us. But you know what? If God is against us, what arm of flesh are you going to trust in that's going to save you from the Lord? It doesn't exist. Though hand join in hand, though the whole world band together and unite, God could just snap his fingers with his word, just consume the entire population in an instant. If God wants something to happen, believe me, it'll happen. And if God's going to bring judgment, you have nowhere to turn. He's talking about using Assyria as the rod of his anger. That's the instrument. That's the tool that he's using to go now forth and judge his people, to go and judge the children of Israel. Verse 6, I will send him against an hypocritical nation. That's one of the things that makes him angry. The rod of his anger. Why is he angry? Because they're a hypocritical nation. Because they claim that they love the Lord. They claim that they worship the Lord. As we read on Sunday in Malachi, right? The same type of person, the same type of people, the same type of priests. They got dung on their face. That are saying, you know, oh, we worship the Lord. Yeah, we're holding these feasts. And their heart is far from them. They don't really believe this stuff. They're worshiping idols. They're doing all other things to make God angry. And they're just a bunch of stinking hypocrites. And against the people of my wrath will I give them a charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think. So this is talking about now the heart of Assyria. But it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Assyria doesn't even need to know that they're being used of God. That doesn't matter. They've got their own agenda, but you know what? God is the one behind the scenes pulling the strings on Assyria going and judging the people.